excerpts from the article, there's none else besides him.
We typically feel each morning, maybe several times a day, that we are moving away from spirituality. And here, it's important to understand that this moving away is actually an opportunity to come closer. It's like when we teach the baby to walk, as Rabash gives that example. Then we place him before us, then we take a step back. Then he's standing on his two legs, uncertain, and then he cries. Nevertheless, he takes a step forward towards us because he has nothing else to do. We obligate him. He doesn't know it's for his own good, and he cries, the poor guy. But he does it time after time. Later, he begins to understand that that's how he comes to us, and then gladly he will take some few steps forward. He will fall sometimes, and then get up. As it's written, 1,000 times, the righteous will fall and get up. That's how we need to see those things. Every distancing that appears to us from the Creator or of the Creator from us, it's simply a series of signs and opportunities and invitations to come close to Him. So we can never say that a certain action comes to from the Creator without His intention that we would advance towards Him and in general towards the purpose of creation. So let's try and see that there is none else besides Him in everything and in the darkness even more so than in the light. In the preparation and in the execution. And here, we need to see how do we arrange our life. I and my work and my family and my friends and the group and spirituality and corporeality, how do we arrange our life on the condition that we truly wish to determine this method, this quality, this condition that there is now besides Him? How do we arrange our life according to the rule that there is now besides Him? Let's have a workshop on it.
You
ready for it, Niv?
Yes, we are. We can start.
How will we see that we are in the workshop?
We will hear them. We'll repeat the questions and then they'll begin right away.
Go ahead. From now on, we'll have more and more workshops. Or maybe other forms of connections. But you have to be connected. You have to discuss these common questions. Go ahead. How do we determine there is no else besides Him in our daily life?
To this again and again, and this is what helps me.
Rav, how do I arrange in each and every action, every thought that I have, and everything I talk to the friends, especially in the 10, when we meet, when we study, when we learn about other things, seemingly, that everything is, there is none else besides Him. We scrutinize Him, we highlight Him, we pull Him, we bring Him closer. How do we do it in the 10 all the time? So that we seemingly have no other topic, but there is none else besides Him, and we constantly want to pull Him from revelation, from concealment to revelation.
Beze emtsaim.
Rav, with which means can we show or demonstrate to our friends that we're not besides him, that we're constantly holding on to the non-us besides him, constantly remind them, but not with words, but indirectly, that there is none else besides him. That our work is always to hold on to there's none else besides him, just like working to hold on a ball in the air. We, the ten, wish to hold this ball in the air. That's exactly this there's none else besides him that we are holding on to. How do we do it? Without stopping, incessantly.
אנחנו באסירייה כל הזמן.
Call the creator, it's what we attain together.
Rav, how does it happen that when we all intend to hold on to there's none besides him, only him, only him, only he exists, how after such efforts do we begin to feel that we're in him, inside of him? How? By constantly trying to feel that there's not else besides him, we also feel ourselves existing in him. Go ahead. Possibility of being in it. He also set an example for it. So, if all the transgressions help us locate the Creator as the only force that exists and works in reality, this is actually the only transgression, and we have different forms, variations on that. But this is what it is. We disconnect the Creator from what's happening in our reality. Meaning all the corrections are also about returning the Creator into our reality as the founding force, the primary force that does and acts. Those are all the corrections. So all of our transgressions are to disconnect the Creator from what we feel in our mind and heart. And the correction is to return the Creator as the decisive force that determines what's in our heart and our brain, meaning our consciousness, our feeling of being alive. How do we connect? How do we combine our thoughts into one thought, combine our desires into one desire on there is none else besides him? How do we combine our thoughts and desires on there is none else besides him? Else am I missing that there's none else besides him? What helps me to hold on to there's none else besides him constantly, constantly try? Or I check where else do I miss in my world there's none else besides him? Meaning, we need to keep there is none else besides him, check how much he is in our brain, in our heart, how much we determine that He is the one who does everything and there's none else besides Him. And we don't really care which actions, which deeds, which thoughts we ascribe to Him. Rather, the extent to which we do ascribe all the thoughts, all the actions, all of our deeds to Him, because indeed there is none besides Him from the beginning, and of course the Creator does everything. So our work is only to ascribe, to relate everything to Him, and not enter into the actions themselves, whether they are okay or not. Rather, if I ascribe the action to the Creator, then certainly it is the correct action. It's a mitzvah. It's a commandment. And if I don't ascribe it to Him partially or completely, it's a transgression. And only according to my ability to ascribe my brain and my heart to the Creator, by that I can check which transgression or which commandment am I performing. If I were disconnected and I connect the action or the thought to the Creator, it's called a mitzvah, a commandment. If I disconnect it for some reason from the thought or the action towards the Creator, about the Creator, it's a transgression. And we're not talking about exactly the deeds themselves, the actions, but only the level of my ability to ascribe them to the Creator. So how do we change the way we look at life, nature, everything that's happening? How the world looks now through this new lens? Please. How can we pass all the joy and all the sorrow all in the direction of the Creator, His field, and not that we would feel sorry about ourselves or feel happy about ourselves? Rather, everything will be about Him. He is happy, He is regretting, He is lamenting. How do we do it in our feeling?
Please.
What are the means that we have to do it? With the help of the group, which is the medium between me and the Creator, how can I do it such that I move away from determining in me sorrow and pain, but only ascribe sorrow and pain relative to the state that I am causing the Creator?
Rav, you asked in the workshop what's more effective, to hold on to the solution of none else besides Him or to look for where it's missing. So I want to clarify this. Is it even more effective to look for where it's missing in the Ten, this principle, or the world?
No, the whole world is not important to me. I need to determine everything in the Ten. My Ten is the whole world. And then the whole world, I add to my Ten. This is what's important. You should know that. My Ten is the whole world. I don't care about what's coming out of the boundaries of the ten. What's outside of the ten is the imaginary world, the physical, material world. I determine everything inside my ten. And later, when I can work with all of those wider vessels, I add them to the ten. So it turns out that I always have ten sefirot, ten, neither more nor less.
No. Rav, can I also ask? Here in the article, if I understood, he says that a person should not feel that the Creator doesn't bring him specifically closer, but rather he should feel that the others are not included in the Shekhinah. So, how can a person feel this if he doesn't have the vessels for it?
You enter the ten and you try to decide with them, or determine with them a unified or homogeneous system, and from there feel spirituality. You have no other way of being born in spirituality with your feelings and understandings unless you try to do it as hard as you can in the ten. Kiev 2.
Rav, скажите, пожалуйста, во время чтения отрывков.
Rav, please say.
Возбуждаем свет, возвращающий кислород.
When we read articles, we draw, we awaken the light that reforms. Is there a place for a remedy also in the questions and answers?
I don't understand what you're saying, but this is the only thing we need to try. To be as one together with the Creator in the ten and to solve all the problems. You find another problem, concentrate even more. We
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, everyone. I'm trying to ask a more practical question. Baal Salam says that when a person feels remote from the Creator, he needs to be sorry for it. Then what? How can I bring myself closer to when we do the workshop in the morning? I feel detached. How can I bring myself to the friends, to know where I'm, where I live even when I do that?
Only with the effort, mental and emotional.
What to do towards the ten?
Don't do anything. Think. Constantly think. Think that the Creator arranged them for you and is expecting you to integrate with them and find the connection with Him, because He is found inside the ten. So you must integrate with the ten in order to find the connection with the Creator.
What does it mean to integrate with the group? That's what I'm asking.
How to integrate through various actions, but typically in the thought. Everything will be clarified in the thought.
Ha'amakim.
Ha'amakim, the valleys.
When a person has difficulties that it cannot relate to none else besides him, how to use the group to get out of this state?
Integrate in them and ask for their advice. It's a good thing to turn to the group and say, I don't know, I can't, I'm confused, help me. You think you're asking from them, but in truth you're doing them a favor. PT5.
The questions are of the workshop. Partly were about changing the feeling that we need in order to reach this togetherness. This kind of feeling, that kind of feeling. Do we need to start really engage in a common feeling of something?
We need to try and feel a common feeling called the Creator. Yes? PT 10.
אם הכל בא מהבורא, גם המחשבות, גם מה אני מחשב,
If everything comes from the creator, even, you know, what I think, what I will think in a second, what is that independent point?
What do you mean independent? Your independent point is the entire 10.
כשאני עושה איזשהו מאמץ כלפי הסירייה
when I make a certain effort towards the 10 and I put the creator there as a goal meaning I want to bestow to the creator through the friends then there is some sort of a reward here I get a lot of fuel for the world to receive when I put the creator out of the picture and I see only the friends it's a lot more difficult there's no fuel what's the best way to approach this what's the correct way
רק דבקות רק דבקות וזהו
only adhesion only that think of that and not this kind of fuel or that kind of fuel even if you run out of fuel only to remain an embryo to have enough power to remain like that this is also good
PT 5 כבר היו
היו PT 5 we had ואת חנוך spoke
טוב נשאר לנו רק focus group
the only focus group
מרב מה הבורא רוצה שאלה של תלמיד מהאינטרנט מה הבורא רוצה ללמד אותי?
Rav, a student from the internet is asking, what does the creator want to teach me by always throwing me to a place of filth and lust that makes me feel the worst of humanity?
He wants you to come to know wholeness, eternity, the only thing that is happening, that determines everything, that rules over nature, and we as created beings cannot feel anything except through its opposite form consequently he created the darkness so we'll be able to from it discover the light
so he continues with the question how to come out of this shell that I always eat myself up by falling into the desire and not asking for corrections
ask for the friends to pray for you Then you have to pray to the friends, so they would pray together with you to the Creator.
Rav, I heard you say in the answer to Dima from Toronto that I don't care what comes out of the boundaries of the ten, that the ten is my entire world.
And then what is added to that ten.
The question is how to use all the daily events, the events of the day, what you do through life in reality, how to use all of this in order to do some work with it?
I
didn't understand.
Say we finished the lesson, we started the day. And then everyone is thrown to work and a thousand other things and so on. Now, during the day, you can't always hold on to none else besides him. It's impossible. Sometimes a person has to work with his head. Sometimes he's in a meeting with important people. Sometimes he's going to different places he has to be in. How to work with this imaginary world so that it won't be just for no reason to fold it into the spiritual work. What do you do with all this time?
From all those things to try to compile on top of them that there's not besides him, that it all comes from the Creator. He is the one depicting this world to you in all those instances, from all the good ones to the worst ones, from pleasant ones to unpleasant ones.
No, לא יודע איך להגיד.
From, I don't know how to say, the dirtiest to the prettiest, doesn't matter. All of it is created by the Creator, so you will start by ascribing it all to Him. This is the most important. After you ascribe it to Him, don't let go from this effort to ascribe it to him. After that, you need to justify him and be grateful for sending those to you, because by that he's straightening you out.
Now you described individual work, so it's like I left the boundaries of the ten, and this whole work is worthless.
What do you mean worthless?
Where was the ten in everything you described?
You want the help of the ten to hold on to those things. You are bonded with the ten against all the disturbances that come. Otherwise, you won't be able to hold it. They will confuse you. They will drive you crazy. You'll constantly chase these questions and be submerged in them. Underneath them, you won't know what to do with it if not for the ten. Only when you are holding onto the ten, then against that you have those forces, and then one against the other, then you can have a certain struggle. Prayer.
Okay, last question. What does it mean to attribute? How do you do that, Rav? What does it mean to relate everything to?
That everything comes from this dance besides him?
Right.
I need to hold on to it. I need to pray for it. I need the society to remind me of that. It shall help his friend. How else? Create for yourself all those reminders on the computer, elsewhere.
If I think of none else besides him, doesn't matter in what aspect, it means that I already relate to him in somewhat?
Yes, at least in something. Let's say, throughout the day, I spread out throughout my day all these points, scrutinies, writings, talks. I have that intermittently throughout the day. So it doesn't let me sleep, as they say, because otherwise I will certainly. In this way, I care about myself. I help myself not be immersed in all those things, even good things. If I'm constantly immersed in that, it's not good. You have to constantly change the topics. Repeat.
Вот в нашем соединении в десятке, когда мы чувствуем эту силу связи, любви.
In the connection between us in the ten, when we feel this connection of love between us, when does this emotion become that divinity is relating to us in some way, so that she's in sorrow or something else?
You need to connect between you to such an extent that you feel that the common force that you have determines something, and inside of it, inside this common force, common power, you will feel the Shekhinah, divinity. You'll feel the root of the group.
А что значит, что этот корень группы, вот он страдает? Какой-то у него есть хиссарон.
What does it mean that the root of the group is sorry, that there's a deficiency?
You'll feel it, and that's it. You can't ask about. Meaning, we shouldn't ask of the Creator to give us the power to bestow, but only that power that we can receive through the friends, from the friends. The Creator dwells in them, and of course, we receive it from Him, but only on the condition that we acquire it from the friends. Is that clear? Don't turn to the Creator directly. It doesn't help. Religion does it, and we see that it only helps to calm people down, but it doesn't bring them out into revelation. Only if we connect to the group, through the framework of the group, we receive additional desire to bestow, and later we can use it to build the soul. Tel Aviv 10.
בוקר טוב רב. שאלה שלי, למה בזמן שאני מרגיש התקרבות בעשירייה, המציאות הגשמית מאיימת, מטלטלת ומפחידה אותנו, דווקא במצב הזה?
בכוונה. יפה מאוד.
On purpose. It's beautiful. You see here that you have free choice. On the one hand, they give you an opportunity to come close from the right side, and on the other hand, you have heaviness of the heart, such conditions on the left.
It comes together?
It's good if it comes together. Good example.
Rav, se io voglio ricevere forze dalla decina, devo prima dare le forze ai miei amici?
If I want to get strength from the ten, first of all I have to give them the strength.
Without annulling before the ten, you can't receive strength from them. Come on, Niv. Excerpt number 4. Rabash, Purpose of Society 2. Without annulling self-love, it is impossible to achieve dvikut with the Creator, meaning equivalence of form. And since it's against our nature, we need a society that will form a great force so we can work together on annulling the will to receive, called evil, as it hinders the achievement of the goal for which man was created. For this reason, society must consist of individuals who unanimously agree that they must achieve it. Then, all the individuals become one great force that can fight against itself, since everyone is integrated in everyone else. Thus, each person is founded on a great desire to achieve the goal, to be integrated in one another. Each person should annul himself before the others. This is done by each seeing the friend's merits and not their faults. But one who thinks that he is a little higher than his friend can no longer unite with them.
כבר הוא לא יכול להתאחד עמהם.
אין שאלות.
No questions. They all know these excerpts.
טוב.
Okay. What does it mean that I cancel self-love? A simple question for everyone. Very quickly, come to a solution. Workshop. How do I quickly come to cancel self-love? In practice. Now we decide, and now we do. What do we do?
ביטול כלפי העשירייה והתקללות בה.
Annulment. How do I do it in practice? Annulment in the ten and inclusion, התקללות in it, here and now.
thing.
Rav, how do I open my ears to hear what the friends want from me? There's no question they talk about it, but I can't hear it. How do I open my ears to hear what the friends want from me, what the group wants from me, what I have to give the group? Go ahead. What do I do?
Dear Rav, our friend is asking, how should we use our will to receive for love friends more? Toda Rava.
Simply get closer to the friends. Get closer. As much as you can. And even more. Meaning, throw away everything that hinders your connection with them. Throw it away. Don't be sorry. And try to be close to them. However you can. And more than that. Start a new day in your relations. Get closer and connect. And in the common area that you will feel, you can discover there the upper world.
Factories, all that will completely change. What am I saying, actually, that everything's going to change. Work, our attitude toward work, the family, our attitude toward the family. And you already see that this is how it's starting to be. A person will be a new person with a new education. Everything is new, in short. And this whirlpool, this revolution, that is going on now, we're only at its very beginning. And this is something that we will have to digest to some extent. We'll have to accept it as is. We have no choice to some extent. And maybe even agree and maybe even lead in order to bring this development, or at least to know what is going on and to go with it, flow with it, that this is the most convenient, comfortable way. For this, we have to know what is going on. Where are we headed? What are we developing toward? Why? What for? Toward what future picture? This is what we're going to learn about, trying to build a society that knows and understands what is going on and what has to be done. And therefore, this society will be one that will teach all of humanity how to take good, nice, easy, pleasant steps without suffering. But wise is he who foresees the future, and he knows how to develop. And what shall tomorrow bring? This is our role. So we talked about this lately. Try to repeat the same material again, publicize these things. The more we disseminate these materials, we ourselves will advance. We have to discharge everything that we have, and then we'll get from above a new mochin, a new mind. Everything correspondingly falls into place. You better think about how to advance toward the Congress, and this will seriously change us, and from us, waves will come to the world, and the world will change.
Another question about the Congress. Friends asked me, they don't understand the line, because initially we said we would do it outwards. Now we're talking about doing it inwards. And so we're saying it's inwards with the idea of going outwards. Can you refocus us, give us a focus again?
I think that first of all, what we're missing is our inner connection, that even though that I'd really like to go into broad dissemination, burst out in broad dissemination, still not sure that it's good because we're not ready yet and the world is kind of confused. So we have to allow these things to become a bit more stabilized. Now they want to renew flights. You'll see the measure to which flights will be renewed and how many people will really fly. It's not like it was in the past that business people are thinking that it'll revive and liven their businesses. Time takes its toll. This is how it is. And so we can't go and start disseminating broadly to everyone. We need more. Acute times that include everyone, the entire world. In the meantime, we have to prepare ourselves, and this is what our Congress is for. This is why today we started doing workshops. This is how we're going to continue. And in the meantime,